saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome, trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hi, kids in the car.
Hi. Okay. Today we are playing per request from Stacia, who left us an amazing 5-star review and lots of emojis. Stacia, I love it. Thank you for requesting. We are playing Finding Nemo trivia.
Ooh,
I know.
I think I'm going to do good today.
I love Finding Nemo.
Me too.
I love all things Nemo, which is weird because I actually don't like the ocean, but I like the cartoon Pixar ocean.
I think if you would just give the ocean a chance, sometimes.
Next time we're near the ocean,
kiddos. I think you've never given it a chance. Like, you got to go in ocean where you can see what's going on around you.
That might help.
Yeah, it's way better. I do feel the ocean is less scary when the water's crystal clear. Yeah.
So, when I was little, I was at Myrtle Beach with my parents and I was sitting like right where the tide comes in. You know, you're just playing in the sand, enjoying it. Had a wonderful day. Thought I liked the ocean, went back to our hotel room, and there was a fish in my bathing suit. And from that point on, I just don't go where the fish are.
Okay, I just want to say that was the wrong ocean. Like,
perhaps.
Like, because it's just not, like, it's the same ocean, but like the ocean at Myrtle Beach is different than the ocean. It hits different than the ocean in like Aruba. There's a different,
sure.
There's two different oceans.
There's probably a couple differences.
You would have saw that fish swim in your bathing suit in Aruba. In Myrtle Beach, you have no idea. You don't even know what you're in that water with. It's too murky. You need clear ocean. Then you would like.
Okay. I will, if we are near the ocean, guys, I will have Meredith take a video of me experiencing the ocean and we'll just draw conclusions for that.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll hang out in this Pixar ocean with Nemo. I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. At the end, tally up your score and see if you were able to beat Meredith.
Okay.
All right, Meredith, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Round one, question one. Mm-hmm. What part of Nemo's body is just a little bit too small?
Fin.
Yep, he's got a little fin, one little fin. Okay, question number two. What are the names of Nemo's parents?
Okay, I know the dad is Marlin.
Yes.
And I do not know the mom's name because she's not there.
Right.
What's her name?
She passes on pretty quickly in the start of the movie.
Like,
but she has a very aquatic name. Her name was Coral.
Oh, how pretty. Marlin and Coral.
Okay, question number three. Which reef do Marlin and Nemo call home?
The Great Barrier Reef.
That is correct. Question number four. Where does Nemo's teacher take the class on his first day of school?
He takes them over to the scary ledge.
I will give it to you. To the drop-off, which is terrifying.
That is the scary part of the ocean. I'll give you that.
Yes,
there are
yes.
scary ledges.
Question number five. Name the forgetful friend who helps Marlin find Nemo.
Dory.
Dory is correct. Question number six. What did Marlo tell Nemo not to do, but Nemo did it anyways?
I can't remember. I know he went too far out, but I can't remember what he was doing. Is it too far out?
He did. And he went and touched the boat of the scuba divers. So Nemo went to prove he could touch the boat. And in the process got scooped up and taken.
That's why you have to listen to your parents' kids in the car. They're not being mean. They're just trying to protect you.
This is true. Okay, question number 5. Name the forgetful friend who helps Marlin find Nemo.
Dory.
Dory is correct. Question number 7. What is the name of Nemo's school teacher?
Do not know.
Mr. Ray.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's a stingray. So.
Okay.
That's how we know that. Okay. Question number 8. What language did Dory say she could speak? That's right. According to Dory, she can speak whale. All right, question number 9. What was the address Marlin and Dory found in the scuba goggles?
You're not going to believe this, but I actually know it.
Do you really?
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, Australia.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
What one-word phrase was repeatedly uttered by the seagulls collecting on the ropes and the rocks waiting for fish?
Mine.
That is right. Mine it is. All right. Really good first round.
I did all right.
Okay.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Okay, let's move on to round number 2. Question 1. What kind of fish was Nemo?
Clownfish.
That's right. He was a clownfish. Question number 2. What was the occupation of the man that took Nemo from the reef?
He's a dentist.
That's right. He is a dentist. Question number 3. What are vegetarian sharks Bruce, Anchor, and Chum's feelings about fish?
Mm-hmm. Fish are friends. Fish are not food.
That's right. Fish are friends, not food. Okay, question number four. Crush is the head turtle in charge of the EAC. What does the EAC stand for?
Earth's Awesome Contacts.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. That was definitely wrong. Okay, that's going to be the East Australian Current. Okay, question number five. What is Crush's son's name?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Squirt. Oh. It is Squirt. Question number six. Where are the Sharks' meetings held?
In a sunken ship.
Yes, in a sunken submarine. Okay, question number seven. What did Gil name Nemo after he was accepted into the Tank family?
I can't remember.
They nicknamed him Sharkbait.
Oh, okay.
Okay, question number eight. What was the name of the dentist's niece feared by everyone in the tank for shaking fish?
Well, she was terrifying and her name was Darla.
Darla is correct. I wanted to be Darla one year for Halloween. I just thought that
just
would
like
be
the glasses
best.
And the braces and all of it. Like,
yeah, it's just carrying around a bag of water with like a fake fish floating in it. Absolutely.
So question if you ever do want fake braces, just a little fun tidbit for the kids in the car.
Okay.
Jamie Reckner got braces when I was in school, kids, and I thought she was the coolest girl. And I wanted braces too. So in like sixth grade, I would put a paper clip over my teeth and wear it to school every day and pretend like I also had braces, like very cool Jamie. And the school called my parents and told on me that I kept putting paper clips over my teeth and I got in trouble. So don't put paper clips over your teeth if you want braces.
Oh my gosh. 0% surprised at this story, you guys. Question number nine. On Nemo's request, Marlin asked Crush how old he is. What was Crush's response?
Oh, I don't know.
He was 150 years old. Or years young. I mean, he was a pretty young guy.
Years young, yeah.
Years young. Okay, final question. According to the movie, where do all drains lead?
Well, it's a fact. They all go into the ocean.
They do, but do not be flushing things down the toilet thinking it's going to the ocean, guys. Because before it gets there, it's going to go to a treatment plant. So you just don't flush anything down any toilets or sinks or garbage disposals.
It will don't not directly, release your fish.
Especially like if you live in my state, Ohio, which is landlocked, we're not hitting the ocean for like a minute. Okay. So you cannot be flushing things thinking it's just going to be free with Nemo. It's just not how drains work. All right, guys.
Yes, don't do it.
So how'd you do, Meredith?
Oh, man, I did not do good. I only had like 11. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, it's been. Now you have to rewatch. You'll have to do a rewatch.
I have to rewatch, yeah.
Make sure you let us know how you guys did. Head over to our Facebook page, our Instagram, the Family Road Trip Trivia Pod. Let us find the show. Let us know how you did. We love hearing it. Also, make sure you head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and also leave any requests for upcoming shows. Make sure you leave your name if you want to shout out, any birthday shout outs, or you just want us to say hey on one of these podcasts. We definitely will. Also, if you check out our Facebook and Instagram, you might just see your face. And that's because your parents have sent us pictures of you playing Road Trip Trivia. And we love it. We love sharing those pictures. So make sure you send them over. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Have an amazing day, Trivia Nerds.
Goodbye, kids. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.